Good morning, everybody. Very interesting morning. You'll hear why in a very short time to prepare today's parasha, but it's very relevant. The story at the end, of course, it always ties together. Today we're giving the shir, Leiloi Nishmas Ben Moshe. I forgot his first name. Wait, slipped my mind. Anyway, for Ariel's father, Ben Moshe. And something very fascinating in this week's parasha. We hear about, it's in the Haftarah. We hear about, the entrance of the Kohen Gadol, one of those remarkable moments that we've never seen in our lives, where the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kadosh Kadoshim. And the Psukim detail this week's parasha how the Kohen Gadol enters, where there's a lot of prohibitions. He's not allowed to go there. He can't go. You always get confused between the parochas and the kaporis. Asher alon v'lo yomus. And if he doesn't go, he won't die. Double negative, because you're not supposed to go into the Kadosh Kadoshim. Kiba anan era ala kaporis, unless there's a cloud over the kaporis. Bezos yavo aron ala kodesh. Then Aaron will go to the kodesh. How? Bipar ben bakar lechatas vayalola. There's a formula how Aaron HaKohen is supposed to enter into the Kadosh Kadoshim. And Rashi famously comments that the only time that this halacha applies, that you're allowed to enter into the Kadosh Kadoshim, is on Yom Kippur, and that halacha applies for all Kohens and all Kohen Gadols of all time. That's what Rashi says. The Gra, which is quoted in a number of places, I saw it, somebody quotes Rabbi Simon, he quotes it saying the Meshech Chachma, but I couldn't find it where the Meshech Chachma is. I wasn't going to say this, but this morning serendipitously, or Hashkacha Pratis-wise, I opened up the Emes Liakov, and there he quotes this Gra, that he says there's one exception to the rule of Yom HaKippur, which disagrees with Rashi, and that is that Aaron HaKohen was always able to enter into the Kadosh Kadoshim, provided he followed the formula detailed in the Parsha, with the various korbanos. Meaning, under normal circumstances, he can't enter the Kadosh Kadoshim. Aaron HaKohen accepts the rule, provided he does this whole formula. And the question that everybody is bothered by is, if the Gra is correct, what's the chilek in the Svara between Aaron HaKohen and all the Kohanim? What is it that is unique about Aaron HaKohen that he was able to enter? So Rabbi Simon quotes a Sforno, quoted by the Meshech Chachma, that gives a little bit of a technical answer, but speaks about life in the Midbar, that life in the Midbar was a more exalted state. It was Ki'ilu, it was Yom Kippur for 40 years, and therefore the status of the Kohen Gadol being able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim existed for all 40 years, and therefore Aaron HaKohen was able to enter. That's a nice approach to the Meshech Chachma. But then Rabbi Simon quotes something so remarkable, so beautiful, I thought that this was definitely worth sharing. So he says like this. You know what the difference is between Aaron HaKohen and all other Kohanim? What's the milah of Aaron HaKohen? What was the greatest attribute that Aaron HaKohen had? One of the most important attributes anybody could have. Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. We know the rest of the Kohanim Gedolim are ushered to enter. But Aaron HaKohen could enter. Why? Because he had something unique. Says Rabbi Simon, what must be the milah of him? Shizchusu ba'al Aaron b'miyuchad mikoach ma'ashaya ohev shalom ro'odev shalom. Ki mikevich midazu hi ha'chashuvah b'yosef. Because this midah is the most important midah one can have. Always looking to avoid any machlokas. Hine mish zoche bo zoche l'kadusha ha'gavoh b'yosef. Somebody who is zoche to this milah of ohev shalom and ro'odev shalom, he's able to machzik the shechina in such a way that he's able to enter the Kodesh Kodashim 365 days a year. A remarkable idea that the shalom that Aaron HaKohen instilled in everybody gave him the ability to have that bracha of the Shechina. And again, it's nothing more than a Maimer Chazal. We say it on Shabbos, every Shabbos. We say that Tamid HaKohen Marim Shalom Ba'olam, and that's Machzik Bracha. That they bring shalom and it's able to be machzik bracha. It's a simple thing. It's the vessel. Without shalom, there's no vessel to contain the bracha of the Shechina. It crumbles. But once you have the bracha of shalom, it's able to maintain the Shekhinah and elevate you to places you wouldn't believe you can go. So we're giving today's Shir Leiloi Nishmas. You got the name or no? What? Gimple, I don't know if they're hearing Gimple, that's why it was, that throws me off. It was the Gimple, but his father's name is Moshe, his grandfather. And I went to, this morning, when I heard Nebuch, that Ariel's father passed away, I went to the, after I said, it was so funny, after I just saw this piece, I prepared for 15 minutes for the shiur, I saw the shtickle, I said, you know what, it's probably better for me to go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and I spent some time with Ariel. And I didn't tell him, so his father's name is Yitzchak ben Moshe. Yitzchak ben Moshe. So I went to the hospital. I went to spend some time with Ariel. And when I got there, Ariel says, you know, we started talking. Ariel's the grandson. And Ariel said, you know what was amazing about my father? I said, what? He goes, he always made sure there was peace between the siblings. It was like his greatest, one of his greatest midas. One of his greatest midas. He always made sure that there was peace between the brothers. That he was machzik shalom b'neihem. That for him, the most important thing in his family, and every father knows this, every father and every mother knows this, but like that was so funny that that resonated with Ariel. So I said, okay, so we'll give today Shir Leiloi Nishmas. That the greatest way that one could achieve the bracha of the Shekhinah is by trying your best, not only to Oev Shalom. Oev Shalom is one madrega. Oev Shalom means, I like peace. But that's almost like you just try to avoid machlokas. But the next level of Aaron Cohen is he was Rodev Shalom. He ran after it. He found people, you know, he spent his time at night thinking, how am I going to make Shalom between people tomorrow? Right? It's like the difference between Chesed and Rachamim. What's Rachamim? Rachamim means, the Maral talks about this in a number of places. Rachamim means, I see somebody, I'm walking down the street and I see a poor person and I feel bad for them, so therefore I give them money. Chesed means I'm staying awake at night thinking, how could I help people tomorrow? Not because I saw them being sad, but because I'm actively being proactive in my approach. That's what Chesed is. Similarly, Aaron HaKohen, he wasn't just an Oev Shalom, we're all Oev Shalom. He was Rodev Shalom. He went out of his way, and because of that, we were Zochet to have the Anane HaKavod. The Anane HaKavod represents all of our breaths coming together, and it's the Anane HaKavod. But the second Aaron HaKohen passed away, we lost out on that precious Anane HaKavod that Aaron HaKohen was able to provide for us. The Shekhinah is the most intact. And this is the, you know, everyone talks about, you know, what's going to bring the Geula? What's going to bring the Geula? There's one thing that's going to bring the Geula. When everybody's on the same page. On the same page doesn't mean that we all have the same opinions. On the same page means that we have covered Zeh L'Zeh and Rav Shalom. You know, we're in the middle of the period of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer. And we know one of the reasons why we do not have, you know, why there's a shtickle of Avelis during the Sfiras Omer is because all the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were Shaloi Nehegu covered Zeh B'Zeh. It was the antithesis of the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, where instead of putting aside their differences, when they were learning with the Chavrusas, they weren't trying to understand the Torah. You know what they were trying to do? They were trying to overwhelm the other one with their opinions. They were more concerned with Netzach than Hod. Because what's the day of Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is the day of Hod Shebahod, which is the day of admission to admission. Hod means to admit. What's before that in the Sfiros? Netzach. Netzach means winning. When you're engaged in a dialogue with somebody else, there's nothing wrong with arguing with them. But the argument has to be done with kavod, where you're listening to the other person, and you respect the other person's values and opinions. So up until the 33rd day, it was always about Netzach, about winning. But on the 33rd day, we finally got to the opinion of Hod, which is that of admission, which is looking at the other person and seeing what you could do for them. Hod Shebahod is the 33rd day. And that's Aaron HaKohen. That's what he brings to the table. Aaron HaKohen brings to the table that of Shalom. And when you have Shalom, then you're going to have the Shekhinah, and then we can enter into our own personal Kadosh Kadoshim each and every day. Our home should be filled with Shalom. One of the greatest things we can have is Shalom Bayis. Because the home is a representation of the Beis HaMikdash. And our homes are going to get that special sanctity which we could enter if and only if we try our best to have the same Shalom as Aaron HaKohen. So Leiloi Nishmasa, we should all try our best to have Shalom so that we could all be the Talmidai of Aaron HaKohen, which of Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, so that the Shekhinah should be shared within us. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.